In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we begin the sermon, I wish to seek your prayers for a young man I know very well. In fact, he's the man who ordained me to the priesthood. Michael Jarbo Sheehan, our former archbishop. He's not expected to live very long. And so pray for... I'll be brief, because the briefer I am, I'm told, the longer we get to preach later on. So you don't get off any lighter with the light sermon today. Here we have, in our gospel, St. Mark. And one of the beautiful things about St. Mark and his gospel, you probably don't speak Greek, any of you are in here, and neither do I, but Mark, and in just about every sentence, he says maybe four or five times this word in Greek that goes kai, kai, kai. What does that word kai mean? It means and. And the beauty of Mark's gospel is that you get the sense that he who is writing, John Mark, who was rejected by St. Paul because he was inconstant, so often in his life, was the constant bosom brother of St. Peter in his last hours, in his journey to his cross, in his moments where even he, in his last moments, thought maybe I should turn away and save my life, where St. Mark was on with, there with him, John Mark, reminding him and consoling him that with Christ's help, he could go forward. St. Mark, what he does is he says, kai, 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 is showing that he's out of breath, speaking about how great God is, how powerful he is. He moves from miracle to miracle, instance to instance. He's out of breath to share the transforming power of Christ and his gospel with you and I. What do we see here within this one? In this instance, we see that there is a man who desires something from God, and everybody else tells him he shouldn't desire it. He shouldn't want it because he's not going to get it, because he's not important enough, because the master is not paying attention to him, because he's already passed him by, because he has more greater things for him to do. Bartimaeus doesn't allow himself to be turned away, even as those who are important, those who are falling along, tell him to shut his mouth, to be quiet. The master has other things that are going on. Yet he cries out all the more. And if this would not be discouraging enough for you and I, what do we find? That when he finally goes up to the Lord, what does he say? He knows everything. He says to the blind man, who's obviously blind, what do you want me to do for you? At that, he could have sheepishly drawn back. But he says, Lord, I want to see. If you've come here today to Mass, if you've come here to this particular three-day retreat, we're just going to spend time with Our Lady, with something upon your heart, with a concern, with a trial that you've been going through for, yes, indeed, the Lord does know exactly how long. With a concern, something that you think that you can't get over, a situation that you don't see that can change in any way. Wondering if in any way that your voice can be heard, you come to the right place. You've come and heard the right gospel today. Blind Bartimaeus cried and he cried and he cried. And even after he had been heard and beckoned to move into the presence of God, he was still asked again. The message is the same for you and I. Don't go tired of asking and a begging and a pleading. The same risen Lord who said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you, is only to say that you do have to seek. And after you're seeking, then you got to ask. And after you're asking in that way, then you got to keep knocking. And after you've knocked, then all these graces can be opened to you. Seek, ask, and knock. And as I'm foreshadowing what we're going to talk about here in just a few moments, the only way you're going to truly receive your graces is if you offer them through Our Lady's intercession. Let her join you in your prayer, whatever you may lack, whatever faults you may have, whatever defects there may be in your asking, in your seeking, and your knocking. Our Lady knows exactly how to fill those things up. When you go to our Lord, never go to him without Our Lady, for she who is full of grace, the mediatrix of all graces, knows exactly how to put things to her Son, and she can never tell him no. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.